Yesterday, we spoke to Renisha Jimmy, the sister of Rachel Jimmy, who was tragically killed when his Ford Cougar caught a light. It burst into flames. I think a lot of people saw that video, and the resultant treatment from Ford was absolutely nothing but disgusting, not only for the family, but for a whole lot of other people out there whose cars went up in flames. And his death, that of course is Rachel's death, is subject of a court proceeding currently underway in the Western Cape High Court. And Renisha joins you this morning just to reflect on yet another harrowing day in the court benches. So Renisha, thank you so much for giving us these updates. It's always a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Keno. Thank you for having me on.
That's a pleasure. And I know that Gerry is going to have his chance today, but can you tell us about the, just give us the gist of yesterday's testimony?
So proceedings basically continued where Ford led evidence, investigating, questioning their expert. Very difficult again, because spoke about how they were not liable, they basically said that every other reason but their fault was the cause of the fire. Spoke about how, the fire was about 1,000 degrees Celsius, but they expected Rachel to come out of that car. So very difficult for the family, for me, to sit there and listen to how my brother died, and it was really hard yesterday listening to everything. So a difficult day, yes.
No, I can imagine. So I'm not going to spend too much time talking about this, because I want to find out what Gerry is going to be doing today. And also, how's your mom? How's your mom taking all of this? I mean, obviously she's not taking it very well, but how's she doing?
Look, I think the hard part for her is that Ford keeps going back to probable suicide. And it's really difficult, because she at some point tried, from the last round that we were in court, she found some peace in, that's gone. It's away. That we've cleared that he didn't commit suicide. And now Ford is again trying to bring that in. So very difficult for a mum to keep hearing that. And we have to keep reassuring her that it's not the case, and, we're going to fight this, and they're not going to get away with it.
Well, you tell your mother that our thoughts are with her as well, okay?
Thank you so much.
And just what are we expecting today? You're obviously right there with Advocate Gerry Nell, who is no upstart when it comes to our courts. So what can we expect today?
So Ford is meant to finish off leading the evidence with their expert from America. And then Advocate now gets to test his evidence, which we all basically waiting for, because that's where, he can test everything that he said. And we're waiting for that, and confident that Advocate now will prove, how he's misled the court, the lens that they're taking to try and get away and cover up their negligence.
Now, I also know, Renisha, that there was a point in the proceedings where the one side is accusing the other one of not being forthcoming with information. Has that been resolved? Because apparently Ford gave discs with information on it, but it was password protected, and Advocate Nell also gave an instruction not for information to be given to the other side.
Look, that has been resolved. I think it was sort of a miscommunication, but in the same breath, Ford has not been forthcoming all along. They paint this picture in court that we've shared everything, we've given everything, but they haven't. I mean, they have been keeping things away for years now. And now suddenly, they want to paint this image in court that we've been forthcoming, we've been handing everything in, and we here, and we want to make things happen, and it's Advocate now who's not shared a picture with them. So, it's shocking that it's resolved. And, so they haven't been forthcoming all the way, and yeah.
Are you guys hoping to get old Nemeth back here, the former MD of Ford in South Africa?
Absolutely. We want him back. He needs to come back. He's had a huge hand in the entire dealings since the day Rochelle's incident happened. I mean, he personally told myself and my mother that he called the shots, he ran the investigation, everything came from him. And there's the legal counsel, Shibishi Maratwana, I think his surname is.
Yeah.
But Ford is then saying that they don't want to bring him back, that he was not there on the 4th of December when Rochelle died. But to us, he's played a big role in this. He has to answer. He's meddled with evidence, changed witness testimonies. So he does have a hand in this, and he needs to come back and answer. And he's a crucial player in the whole case. So we believe he needs to come back, despite what he said.
Renisha, thank you again for making yourself available to have this chat, and all the best for today. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. That is Renisha Jimmy, Rochelle's sister, who is in that court each and every day while this investigative process takes place in the Western Cape High Court.